you guys, and welcome to the woman's cake. Oh,
you graciously bowed out.
I'm not going to lie.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm sorry.
mini
you professional. You just did this again. We're supposed to be professional today.
No, it's good. Look at what you guys are producing. It's better to produce your own work and put all your energy into yourself. Like, forget it. You have to write. You got to make your movies. You got to do your thing.
Oh, we absolutely do read. We do.
Well, of course you read, because I've never met a writer who doesn't read. So I know you read.
Jade reads almost 10 books a week. But anyway, let's get off of us. I want to talk about you. And if I do this wrong, I sincerely apologize. Really badly apologize. But I remember when I did my research on you, you were a whiny writer.
Correct.
Well, the Trouble with Lexi is a YA book.
No. Well, Naked Swim Party, they released. You said they released it. It was like the Today Show pick and all these things. And then they sort of did a relaunch as a YA. It kind of crossed over.
Okay.
Yeah, so it sort of crossed over. But it was originally released as a.
And I was reading and I wrote down YA. That's the biggest thing. And I was like, oh, I want to interview her. And then I saw the Naked Swim Party and I was like, yeah, I know that's not what it's about, but my goodness, I've got a whole JoJo book by its cover.
Yeah.
So, we know that you write from your life.
Yeah.
So, do you find yourself pressured to go out and live more life, to have more things to write about?
No, not at all. I mean, I just think life is weird enough, right? I mean, life is strange enough every single day. No, not at all. I mean, I think if you make it to age 15, you have 20 novels in you, you know. And, you know, like every year is just being alive. It's sort of like, you know, I mean, like a lot of this is based on my family. Like Naked Swim Parties, started when I was remembering being a kid in a swimsuit and watching my parents and all their friends naked swimming in the pool and watching one of my parents' friends, a man, jumping naked on a diving board. And I'm watching him thinking, what is that? Like, it was just so freaky. And so that whole book started from that memory. So I think as long as you're part of the world, which you two obviously are, and you're writing and you're witnessing the world around you, there's plenty of material. And, you know, and Wonder Bread Summer, you know, she loves Wonder Bread. You know, it was really just kind of remembering when I was in school at Berkeley in California, and just all these strange things that happened because of that place and the time and just all the things that were happening. So it's just, no, I think the world is full of plenty of stuff. I mean, I do make things up. Like, it is fiction, but it's usually launched from something that'll happen to me or something I observe, and then I'll just run with it.
Exactly. I so understand that. Like, before, I used to write straight from imagination, and now I write life and imagination. Some of those stories, you'd be like, really, that happened? I'd be like, no.
Stranger than fiction.
It was, what happened was stranger than that, but I had to make it palatable.
True. I mean, it is true. You do have to tone stuff down. I mean, all these ones that are based on life, it's like you totally have to tone stuff down because it becomes unbelievable at a certain point. I mean, the Berkeley one, Wonder Bread Summer, there was so much weird stuff that happened in Berkeley, you know, that I just had to, I mean, I threw it in, but I did have to change a lot of it. It was, you know, and the, you know, it was nutty.
So, number one, I'd like to make an observation since I'm a writer and apparently we observe. I feel really dumb today because you went to Berkeley, and that's a great college for the art, for literature. Oh, wow. And then number two, you were from Santa Barbara and now you're in New York. How badly do you miss the West Coast?
I Santa Barbara's nice. It's a beautiful place. But I miss the West Coast in the winter. I also live in Baltimore. Yay, Baltimore. So I miss the West Coast in the winter when it's snowing. I can't deal with the cold. I hate the cold. The thing I hate about it most is the clothing. Like, I hate the jackets and the layers, and I hate the shoes you have to wear. This is just, you know, it's just like the shoes you have to wear when it snows. It's like it ruins. Like, how can you possibly? I don't know how you go out to dinner when you have to wear those kind of hideous shoes. So, you know, growing up in California, I love shoes, and you wear nice shoes, and you wear scrappy sandals, and you wear high heels, you wear them all year, but So I do miss it, but I do love the East Coast too. And you know what I love about the East Coast? Because what you never have in California, you don't have warm nights. It's like the ocean fog comes in and the nights are always cool. Even in the summer, you need a sweater at night. And in the East Coast, as you know, it's like those warm nights are, I love them. Incredible. They're beautiful.
I have to admit, like, I haven't done the Santa Monica thing. I'm a Santa Barbara thing. I did Santa Monica, L.A., Sacramento, Napa. And I just love California.
Yeah, it's nice.
It's so nice. Northern Cal's, it's kind of cold.
Yeah.
I'm not that fond, but, yeah, Southern California, I like. Okay, I'm finished now. I'm by California. Kate absolutely hates, like, L.A.
I hate the traffic in L.A.
I hate L.A., the traffic.
Yeah, traffic is a bummer. Yeah, traffic is a bummer. But, you know, if you can enter a daydream, which is what I do when I'm in L.A., I, like, deliberately choose what I'm going to think about or daydream, and then you just enter that zone and sort of detach from your body, and, you know? And so, and then you kind of make it useful daydreaming time.
I think someone can make great money having mobile porta-potties.
Yeah.
Because that's always my problem. So it's like, oh, you get on there, and then it's like, I deliberately did not drink water, but I still have to go.
I know.
I have a mobile porta potty. Just drive around.
Right. I mean, how many times have you pulled over, gotten out of the car, and just peed on the side of the road? I mean, it's like, yes, it's happened. I mean, I peed in a venti Starbucks cup once. But that was in New York when I was stuck at the Lincoln Tunnel. You know, when you.
Oh!
Yeah, and it was like. And it was freezing cold. It was the middle of winter, and it was like a 2-hour delay at the Lincoln Tunnel. And I just thought, I opened the window, I poured out, the Starbucks had been bought, whatever, at the last rest stop, poured it out, and I peed in that Starbucks cup, and it was like, there's no choice here, because I'm not getting out at the Lincoln Tunnel in the middle of traffic in the snow, and, you know.
So, for a new book, y'all, so yeah. Me and us and Jessica, which you really can't even say that we're going to do, because Jessica's awesome, and she writes wonderfully, create something called Traffic and Pee Stories.
Like an anthology.
Right.
Yeah. No, and then it was like, you know, then I opened the door. I have the hot venti Starbucks pee. I opened the window and then I was totally fascinated by the steam and the pee freezing immediately on the side of the road as I poured it out. I was just like, wow, that's frozen pee.
That's what I thought about. I was like, I wonder how quickly it froze.
It froze immediately. It was one of those terrible, like, you know, and I'm like, open the car door and all that cold air is rushing in. I'm like, watching it just like freeze on the.
Okay, we have to get back on the subject because I'm sure, like, your publicist will probably never let you come back here again. Never. It was like, no, you were supposed to talk about books and now you're talking about pee? Really?
My publicist wrote a really good YA book, actually, that I have here.
Okay,
cool. Thinking about YA, but my publicist wrote this YA book. It's really good.
Mountains from Return to America. Oh.
Yeah, so if you're interested in YA, you should have my publicist on.
And so what was the title of the YA?
It's called We Now Return to Regular Life. This is it.
Okay. That's all right. We'll have your publicist on it. She's going to plug for her publicist.
Yes.
What about it? I'm sorry. Does that go the opposite way? If you do a plug for your publicist, you get one up when you don't have to pay for it?
The publisher pays for it. Him. It's a guy.
That's nice. Cool. Yeah. All right. We need to ask something serious. So, yeah. Jade, ask something serious.
She's on codeine. I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to leave because bronchitis is a thing.
Well, no, it's okay. It's okay. I got you.
Okay.
So, you said that you originally, that the second book, no, was it swimming?
Yeah.
You eventually got, yeah, there you go. So eventually, like, it was picked as, like, the Times thing for something to read, and then it got relabeled kind of sort of as a YA.
Yeah, that was the Naked Swim Party.
Naked Swim Party, right. Yeah. How did you feel about that? Because I'm sure when you put it out there, you weren't thinking, young people.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, a reader's a reader. I don't care how old they are. I'm not aged. I like young people. I like old people. I like people. I mean, you know, good people are good people. I don't care. I mean, any reader is great, you know. So, that one's fine.
Okay, actual question. With that relabeling, did you find that you had to rebrand yourself?
I didn't even feel anything about it. It was just that they sort of promoted it in different places or something. I didn't even, you know, it's just me. I can't. it's more conceptual. Like, you don't, you know, you rarely see people. I mean, a couple times I have been somewhere and seen somebody read my book, and I'm just like, I want to scream. I'm so excited. But not, you don't get to really witness anybody responding to it. So just the idea that anybody's responding to it or reading it, it's great. I don't, you know, I mean, there's like ego thing. Like, you know, we were talking, I guess, off camera before about your beautiful teeth and me feeling like my teeth look terrible. So there is ego involved in life, but I think when you have ego in your art, I think it ruins it. And so you kind of have to, you know, for me, it's always a battle to eliminate ego when I'm writing. It's like, as soon as you ask yourself, what does this reveal about me? The art has to exist outside of your ego, because once you insert your ego, you're creating something sort of false. And that also goes for the readers. It's like, it's not up to me. You know, the greatest number of readers possible, but to handpick who they are, it's like, anybody who wants to read a book, as far as I'm concerned, anybody who wants to read my book is a great person, and I love them for reading it. So, I don't care about
that. So I want to read your books, and I love for meeting you as well. Wait, not even correct
you. No, and you, don't have, and you don't even have codeine to
read. I know, I don't. I'm refreshed.
You only have water in there, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Best joke ever.
I have one more question, and apparently I'm 3 minutes over, but you know, whatever. One more question is, what is your writing process?
So, well, I have kids, so I've always had kids since I've been writing. So my writing process is I write whenever I can. So I can't. Conditions to write, because that's impossible. I mean, I feel like if you decide, you're like, I have to be in an empty room with 10 Hershey Kisses and a cup of tea. Like, as soon as you box yourself into something that you have, conditions that you have to have, I feel like it's impossible to get anything done, because life is chaos and we can't control anything. And so there will always be interruptions and impingements on our time. So I just write whenever I can. So if I have a yoga class in the morning, I write in the afternoon. If I have to teach, I write. You know, I just, you know, when I go get a pedicure, I like getting pedicures. Every time I go get a pedicure, I bring the computer, because that's like the long, you're sitting 45 minutes in a chair, you know, in one of those massage chairs that I love. And so that's like really good writing time. So I write, you know, I write whenever I can. Today,
I never thought of that. How do you start a book? Because I know what they say, the hardest thing is to look at an empty page and you know there's a book there.
Starting is hard. I think the only way for me to start is to do in the beginning. Can I use a where word?
Go for it. It's only one, so hey.
Okay. So the way I start anything is I accept that it's going to be total shit. So I just create something. I know it's just going to be a pile of junk, and accepting that, I really have to say that to myself, like, okay, you're going to write something, it's going to be terrible, but just write it so that you have something to rewrite. So that's the only way to get myself started. Otherwise, because if I'm aiming, as soon as I start aiming and reaching for something, I mean, that's my ego. Like, oh, I want to write the most brilliant book ever. And then it's like, yeah, you're an idiot, Jessica. Just write the worst book ever and then try and make it better. So the only way for me to start is to accept my ridiculousness, like any old piece of junk, and then revise.
Oh, I hate that part. I literally hire people for that part.
Emily, she makes me read it, and then I revise it for her. Yeah.
Right. Right. You have two parts of the same system. So I have to be both parts at once.
I'm sorry. Oh, Jade, you have that last final.
Final question, where do people find you online or anywhere? Any events coming up?
Yeah, that's a nice question. You guys are so good covering everything. So they can find me at www.jessicaanyablau.com, and then same with at Twitter, at Jessica Anya. You know, it's all my name, Jessica Anya Anya Blau. It's all two A's in a row. So all those things, Twitter, Instagram. I'm into Instagram. I haven't been going on Facebook lately. I just can't, I don't know, I can't bring myself to do it. But I like looking at people's pictures.
I haven't been on Instagram in a minute. Like, I'm like, all of a sudden, I'm like a Facebook person.
Okay.
But I'm sorry. I think we are wrapping up, and I'm just having a conversation. Pour me a glass of wine. Someone give me some wine.
It's too early for wine.
Wait, oh, yeah. that you ladies are doing on andwethought.com. And remember that wisdom is all around you. And
you're open to finding it and accepting it. So peace and love, you guys, from Winona, who's going to get a pedicure now.
Oh, good.
Well, she needs a manicure.